This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on detection of the virus that causes H5N1 bird flu in cats, a dengue outbreak in Puerto Rico, and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, a new CDC study explores possible transmission of the virus that causes H5N1 bird flu from dairy workers to two indoor-only cats in Michigan. Second, the dengue outbreak in Puerto Rico continues, with children 10 to 19 years old being most affected. Third, wastewater testing and viral genetic testing can provide information on the community spread of hepatitis A. Last, scientists recorded a brief 110-fold increase in air lead levels during the 2025 LA fires. Welcome, I'm Mary Dott, science editor of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's briefing for reports published the week of February 17, 2025. Outdoor cats on U.S. dairy farms have been infected with the virus that causes H5N1 bird flu. Infection in indoor cats prior to May 2024, however, had not been reported. In our first report, a public health response was launched after the Michigan Department of Public Health and Human Services received reports of H5N1 bird flu in two indoor-only cats in May of 2024. The cats lived in separate households in Michigan and both developed severe disease and subsequently died. The cats' owners were dairy farm workers who declined testing but reported having symptoms consistent with H5N1 bird flu prior to the cats becoming ill. Ultimately, investigators could not confirm how the cats became infected. Farm workers in medium and high exposure settings are encouraged to take preventive measures, including wearing recommended personal protective equipment. Workers should remove clothing and footwear and rinse off any animal byproduct residue before entering the household. Veterinarians evaluating cats with signs of respiratory or neurologic illness should consider obtaining occupational or other related exposure information for household members and take precautions to reduce the risk of exposure. Dengue is a mosquito-borne viral infection. Severe dengue is a medical emergency and can be fatal. In Puerto Rico, dengue is a public health threat. The last outbreak occurred in 2013. In March 2024, dengue cases in Puerto Rico surpassed the epidemic threshold, the point at which weekly cases are greater than levels historically associated with outbreaks. In our second report, investigators used descriptive analyses to explain the epidemiologic trends of the 2024 dengue outbreak in Puerto Rico and the response activities implemented by the Puerto Rico Department of Health and CDC. Dengue cases peaked in October of 2024. About 4% of all dengue cases in Puerto Rico resulted in severe dengue. Dengue transmission on the islands continues to be high, and local health authorities have extended the outbreak declaration to the end of March 2025. Healthcare providers should be aware of the signs and symptoms of dengue infection, such as fever, aches and pains, or rash, to promptly recognize and manage suspected dengue cases. People living in and visiting Puerto Rico can take steps to prevent mosquito bites, such as wearing long-sleeve shirts and pants and using EPA-registered mosquito repellent. Hepatitis A is a highly contagious liver infection that can be challenging to detect by traditional case-based surveillance because many hepatitis A cases remain asymptomatic. In our next report, the LA County Department of Public Health identified three cases of hepatitis A among people experiencing homelessness, an unusually high number compared to case trends among people experiencing homelessness during the previous 6 months. LA County officials simultaneously observed unusually high concentrations of hepatitis A in wastewater, which indicated the possibility of a larger outbreak. During the following months, sequencing the genome of the hepatitis A virus isolated from infected people helped LA County officials link several more cases to the outbreak. State and local health jurisdictions can consider routinely sequencing all hepatitis A isolates and implementing wastewater testing for the hepatitis A virus as part of routine surveillance. This could help detect outbreaks earlier and improve public health response. Lead is a toxic metal that poses significant health risks when lead particles are released into the air. This is particularly true for children who are more vulnerable to its neurodevelopmental effects. Unlike chronic lead exposure, which has been widely studied, the health effects of brief elevated lead exposures, such as those described in this report, are not well understood. Unlike typical wildfires that burn natural materials, such as grass and trees, the Eaton Canyon and Palisades fires burned through urban areas. This raised concerns about the toxicity of particles in the air, especially since many of the buildings affected were built before 1978, when lead paint was still commonly used. In our last report, investigators used measurements recorded hourly at a monitoring site located approximately 14 miles south of the Eaton Canyon fire to assess atmospheric lead levels during the LA fires. A 110-fold increase in atmospheric lead levels was recorded during the fires compared with levels from a few days earlier. Affected residents can keep themselves safe during and after wildfires by monitoring air quality forecasts and following guidance from local emergency management officials. More research is needed to assess the potential health impacts of short-term lead exposure. It is important that epidemiologic studies consider the unique composition and toxicity of fine particulate matter in the atmosphere when assessing the health impacts of exposure to urban fire smoke. Health and environmental agencies can further analyze smoke from urban fires to identify and quantify emitted toxic compounds. That's all for this week's episode. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.